neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
It was redug by Yitzhak Avinadov Shalom. So now the original Be'erot was established by Avraham Avinadov Shalom. So we are informed that the Palestine, Pelishtim, they haven't changed. No. The same thing. So they filled up the Be'erot. So why they closed the Be'erot? What would they lose by having the wells? Is it good to have a source of water or not?
Sure.
No, especially in the desert. A glass of water at least costs $500. No? So why they had to close it?
Sinah, no reason.
But it's still, you know, it's only logical that people will drink water. Why not? As a matter of fact, where we are from, Iran, and on the streets, they had like a fountain of water on the street, remember? Yeah? So now, Avraham Avinadov Shalom, he came up with this idea to have Be'erot. Why? Because he wanted to defarsem the name of Hashem, kill Olam. So everybody know these wells that originally has been prepared by Avraham Avinadov Shalom. So when they would run into one another and say, you know, where can I get a glass of water? Say, oh, go over there. There's a bear, kill Olam. Wow. So this way, it would refer the name of Hashem, reveal the name of Hashem. So we see the Pelishtim didn't like that. Why? Because, so now, first of all, we say, oh, this this Jew, Yehudi, see, is telling that there's a creator, there's a Hashem. So no more. So now, Yitzhak Avinadov Shalom, what does he do? Then he starts the reproduction, but not anywhere else. The same Be'erot that it was dug. So he goes and then he dugs again, and he doesn't change the name. The same name. Why the same name? Because he realized that his Abba, Ramanul Shalom, had the intention. Why? Because it was not that the people to say only Shehakol Nihya Vidvaro. Why do you say Shehakol Nihya Vidvaro? Why? Why? What does Shehakol Nihya Vidvaro means?
All according to his word.
Whose word?
Hashem's
word. I know, but when you say Shehakol Nihya Vidvaro, what do you have in mind?
I tell you. Shehakol is the Malchut.
I know, but let's say you're thirsty and then you get a glass of water. So you say Shehakol Nihya Vidvaro, what do you have in mind? Really? You think, like when you drink a cup of tea, you have in mind that Hashem made a tea bag? No, really? No, tell the truth.
What do you think? You know what you do when you do
that? Not really. You know, you drink... You could.
Yeah, think about it.
No, the problem right here is that we have what the privilege, such as a chut. You know, how much a cup of tea cost? Sorry? How much? Cup of coffee, how much does it cost? No, when you buy it from the machine, not from the extra places. 75 cents. So now by 75 cents you can say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you can pronounce the name of Hashem. You know what it is? That you have such a privilege to pronounce the name of Hashem. You know what it is? You ever thought about this? You know what the privilege you have? You take a slice of apple, it costs 5 cents. And then you say 10 cents, 20 cents, it depends. So Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. So the intention of Avraham Avinadov Shalom was to megale and mefarsem the name of Hashem. That people come to this prayer and they see, wow, where is the source of water?
Alay.
Where's the source of the water? No, I know. Where does it come?
It's down the ground.
From?
Yes.
No.
Shalai.
Ananim.
No, when there is no, when there is no rain, so where do they go? If there is a
cloud.
Cloud. They say, oh, there's a cloud. So now the water flows from the bottom of the earth and comes up. Is that natural?
Yes.
No. No. Of course it's not. The bear, it goes against the nature.
Against the nature, right?
Yeah. So it comes up from the bottom of the ground. So now that Moshe
above the nature.
Yes. Now Moshe wanted to tell people, look, this is such a miracle that to have water from the bottom of the earth that will flow, come up. This is only the hand of Hashem. So now the beautiful point here is, he said, Rabbi Nachman of Shalom tried, right? Once he did it, what happened? They feed them up again. Second time? Again. Third time?
No.
They went away. Ramban Zatzal teaches a very, very beautiful point. And that is, you should know in life, always there's a challenge. Once you do it, Yitzhak says, why do you do this? Who do you think you are? What happened to you? You became a Sadiq? You're a Hasid? Huh?
Yeah, of course.
Ah. Then second time, again it comes.
Always it comes.
Yeah. But the third time, if you're a Hasak, it's going to go away. Mm-hmm. See, the whole story of the bear is teaching us, when you stand strong and don't give up, then he sees you, not gonna let go so easy, then it goes away. This is the beautiful message that we learn, that here you see, Yitzhak Avinu try again and again, and you know what it is? You work so hard, you dig, and then they come and fill it up. They say, oh, it's not worth it. What's the use? And you give up right away. And that's how it is. You get up in the morning, what happens? You say, 5 more minutes, I'm gonna sleep. Bahalamot. you get up, oh, it's noontime. That's how it is. Yeah, that's how it is. But you have to be chazak, you have to be strong. And Chas v'Shalom, don't give him little etzba. Because if you give him a little finger, it takes the whole hand. And you have to push him away. And then he goes away. And he has such an attitude, the Yetzer Hara. When he sees you're serious, then he goes away. But if he notices now, maybe, you know, yes, no, so I can play with his head. But when he sees you really, really mean it, then he goes away. There's a beautiful mashal, it's brought. Let's say you have a barrel, a chavit, right? So you want to push it in the water, right? Is it easy to push it?
No way.
So now you take 3, 4, 5 people, then everybody together push it in. Then it goes in, right? Yeah? So now when it goes in, all the water goes in. Can you take it out now?
Impossible.
Huh?
No.
You cannot take it out. So what is it? So this mashal you should always have, take a picture of the barrel, put it on the door of the entrance of your house. Anytime you want to start something, right? It's as hard as pushing the barrel in the water. It's so hard. But when you push and you don't give up, when it goes in, then you cannot take it out.
So you have to be not pushing the boy.
Yeah, you have to be chazak. You have to be strong. And Chas v'Shalom, don't let it to play with your head. And as the Gemara says, what the name of the Yetzer Hara is? Fly, zivuk. You push him away, he comes back. You push him away, he comes back. That's how it is. That's the life of Yehudi. But you should not give up. Because actually it's a good exercise. You go like this, yeah? You push him away, and then he goes away. Hashem is like, you know, that's him to push the barrel all the way in. Hashem yichazak. And Abu Hashem da'af, v'simcha v'tu.
Koilani shomote, halel kohalelu ko, koilani shomo nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.